As we mentioned earlier, after they had to cancel last year, Uncle Phil's barbecue cook-off or cookout is back bigger and better than ever this year with a lot of cookies, we understand. Dan Macnick is the voice of Uncle Phil's cookout this year. Good morning, Dan.
Greg, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. What do we need to know? It's this Thursday already.
It is this Thursday. You know, Greg, this is the 23rd year. I'm not counting last year. Things happened last year, right?
Right.
But, this is the 23rd year of Uncle Phil's cookout. It's going to be this Thursday, June 17th, starting at 11:30. We expect 500 lunches this year, Greg. So come early. If you didn't order in advance, come early because, you know, there's a limited supply of food. Although cookies, you're right. Cookies are in abundance.
Or they should be, anyway.
They should be. Right.
So you guys are at Lumen, right?
Yeah, so a little bit of a change of pace this year. You know, back in 1998, when Phil started the event, it was literally him standing by his personal grill, grilling lunch for the residents of his building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's grown since then, obviously, and we actually outgrew that old location, which used to be 2545 Financial Center. And Lumen Christi was generous enough to offer their facility, and it's gonna take care of a lot of contingencies for us. And, you know, it's going to be a great place. There's plenty of parking. Plenty of parking, Greg. I know you're concerned about that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, parking, no issue, and a lot of great food and a lot of great sponsors, Dan.
Yeah, we have phenomenal sponsors. Knight Steakhouse has just been phenomenal throughout the years, Greg. But, you know, we've reached a point, we've grown so much that we didn't want to task Stan and his team, as wonderful as they are, with trying to prepare all of that food. So this year we had the help of the Fuller family from Schlenker's. They're bringing out some of their world-famous, you know, candidate for best in Michigan burgers, as well as Kristoff and Sons. If you know Ted Kristoff well, his family is famous for their Coney recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have Fortune Tommy's hot dog cart out there as well. So, we fully expect it to be great. It's going to be beautiful weather, right? I mean, you're already planning for that. So,
gorgeous.
Yeah, 17th of June, 11:30 at Lumen Christi.
Yeah, 11:30 to 1:30? Is that the...
11:30 to 1, yeah, 11:30 to 1. But, you know, we'll fudge beyond that time, I'm sure. $10 a person, Greg. The beneficiaries this year are Junior Achievement, Jackson School of the Arts, and Lumen Christi Catholic Schools.
Okay, is there a number to call if somebody wants to get an order in?
Well, unfortunately, takeout orders were due yesterday.
But oh, okay.
My guess is, if you gave Darlene a call today at 750-3093, she'd try and get you in there.
Okay. So, world of high finance, what's happening, Dan?
Geez, nothing, right? I mean, there's nothing going on. There's no inflation. We're not waiting for a Fed meeting this week, are we? No one's paying much attention to that stuff. Somebody is, right. Fortunately, we are. So, maybe get ready for inflation. I don't know. Are prices going up on anything, Greg? Have you noticed at the gas pump or, at the lumber yard?
Just a tick, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep, we're seeing that as well. And, you know, our hope is that that's maybe a little bit temporary. But if we get some wage increasing and people back to work, we're gonna continue to see some high prices, which I don't know. In my experience, at least, that means some interesting things for the stock and bond markets. So call your financial professional.
Yeah. What's the advice, Dan?
Well, the advice is make sure your portfolio is well diversified, Greg. Make sure you have exposure to what they like to call the inflationary trade. So hopefully you've got some exposure to commodities, precious metals, and some of the things that typically do well during inflationary environment. So take a look at your fixed income portfolio. Make sure that you have some things that move in correlation to rising rates. And pay attention to equities. It's going to be an equity picker's market. So make sure that you have active management within your portfolio because that's going to be important. So diversification, active management, and inflationary plays are the way to go.
Fair to say it's a nervous time?
You know, it's interesting. It seems the last couple of really good market cycles we have not been particularly well-liked. You know, if you remember the run-up after 2008, the sentiment was sort of negative all the way through, and we, in a way, the best-performing markets in history. And this feels a bit the same, doesn't it? As we're coming out of COVID, people are still not quite back to work yet, but the economy and the markets are recovering, and it doesn't seem all that well-liked, does it?
Mm-hmm. No, not really. And no. I just look at the gas prices, I guess.
Yeah, gas prices. And if you've had any work done around your house and had to buy any wood lately,
yeah,
you know, I think the same could be said for that. So, you know, pick your battles. That's what I would suggest in your investment portfolio. Make sure you've got somebody, you know, helping you out.
Dan Macnick from Willis and Macnick downtown. Again, Uncle Phil's barbecue cookout is Thursday starting at 11:30. So just drive up, right?
Yeah, just drive up. It's going to be in Lumen, around the back of the building. Angela had some really cool signs made up this year, so you'll see the new logo this year.
Okay.
It looks familiar. So follow those around to the back of the building onto the patio.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Greg, thank you so much. Have a good morning.
Take care. Dan Macnick. Disco Dan Macnick from Willis and Macnick downtown.